Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the football podcast. It's show number 17. I think we've done 17 shows. Yeah.
Right.
I'm Simon, and alongside me is Steve.
Good afternoon.
Jim.
Good afternoon. Well, good lunchtime.
Good lunchtime. Yeah.
Okay,
and,
fair enough.
And a resident stand-up, Mike.
Good day.
Sporting a lovely cardigan.
Well, I've said that already, this one. Very Christmassy.
Yeah. It is.
Slightly granite-ish.
I'm going to wear one with the reindeer on next week.
Everyone's got one.
Not come to the pub if you do. Dan, should we just point out Dan's not here today because it was some sort of ping pong incident, wasn't it?
He was playing ping pong with
Bobby
Tony
Davro.
Daly.
And Bobby Davro.
Bobby Davro was officiating, Tony Daly was playing. And
he's got one in the eye, didn't he?
Yeah.
Right in the eyeball.
Which is better than where he normally fires them from.
True, it's very true.
We will kick straight off with celebrity fans. This is something you mentioned the other week, Mike.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about Man United, celebrity fans.
We've got quite a lot.
Funny that.
Some of them good. So a few of the good ones. Morrissey, who is one of my personal heroes, hence the cardigan.
Yeah.
Three of the Stone Roses, Richard Ashcroft, Bonehead from Oasis, Terry Hall from the Specials, Tim
Bonehead Burgess. From Oasis.
Bonehead from Oasis, the only Man United supporter in a group of City fans. Wonder why he got sacked. Christopher Eccleston, Terry Christian, of course, although it's not really fair to talk about myself. Snoop Dogg.
Oh, come on.
Homer Simpson.
I know Snoop like Coronation Street. I didn't know he liked Man United.
He's a Manchester United supporter as well, yeah.
Who do they support on Coronation Street?
Homer Simpson.
Kevin Webster used to go to Stockport.
Yeah, but he's a United fan. Ashley's a United fan.
I don't care about real life. I'm talking about Weatherfield.
Oh, I don't know.
Kevin Webster used to.
Curly Watts was a City fan.
No, he used to go and watch Stockport, didn't he? He used to go down.
Maybe on the show, but
yes, I don't
That's
care
what he's
about.
Talking about.
No, but he was a City fan in the show as well. He's a big City fan.
How do you know?
Because I remember.
No,
he's their celebrity fan.
It's Northern culture. They teach him.
Yeah, but Schmeichel the dog in Coronation Street, of course.
Notts County fan.
Yeah, but Homer Simpson, yeah, in one episode mentions being furious at Ryan Giggs getting a yellow card in the box. Steve Coogan, Usain Bolt, Nicolas Sarkozy, apparently a United fan, and the Clintons, Bill and Hillary, not George, the funk legend. But my personal favourite famous fans my favourite are Manchester's own P-Funk All-Stars, who are the five blokes, the five seat fellas that sit next to the dugout.
They're always there.
They've even featured in adverts on the United website. They're that well known. They're my favourite.
What are they called?
Five guys in a seat next to the dugout.
Yeah, there you go. The seat
I don't
fellas.
Know about this. I'm not.
Whenever you see cutaways of the United bench, sometimes it's at the right angle and there's a row. Four or five guys.
Yeah, all in turbans, all
turbans
smiling.
Turbans and beards, always
Love
really
it.
Happy.
Dedicated
fans. They don't lose money. So.
Some of the worst ones, Zoe Ball, Mick Hucknall, Eamon Holmes, Steve McFadden.
We did
AKA
an extra, so don't really like Man United or your celebrity fans.
Nah. It's taken about 10 minutes. So
there you go.
Boring.
Oh. Okay, the worst one though, you'll like him, John Terry. Grew up a United fan.
Oh, there you go.
Turned us down because he didn't want to leave bloody London.
John Terry then won
us the European Cup. So.
Gillingham, this is going to take no time at all, Stu, because
we have four
celebrity fans. Well, if Jim knows any more than this, then
are you including Brian Moore? He's dead. He doesn't count.
No, he doesn't count. He's not on the list. These are existing, living. Rick Waller. Stretching the term celebrity as far as he's pants, to be honest. Kate Garraway, as we know from last week. Oz Clark, who does the wine programmes, big Jill's fan, and probably the biggest celeb on that list, Nick Collins from Sky Sports, the guy with the moustache always there for the England games. Big Jill's fan, often see him at the Medway stand.
Always is he Jill's fan, is it?
Always takes his kids to Gillingham.
He used to do Coast to Coast back in like the 90s,
So I know Mike Devins used to host this.
Yeah, he did sports coverage, obviously, but I didn't know he was a Jill's fan.
Yeah, big Jill's fan. I bumped into him at... Oh crap!
Gets a little story about himself, doesn't it?
I got a freebie at the WWE a few months back.
And he was there as well, darling.
He was there for that, and he was sitting there looking bored. I was standing around looking bored, so I grabbed him. We had about a 10-minute chat talking about Gillingham, and no, he's a good, like, proper fan as well. He's not. He can't be a glory supporter.
How could you be bored at WWE?
Well, we weren't at the wrestling hadn't started. We were upstairs in the bar. So
Simon was looking after Jake the Snake's snake. Doing that.
I've got
Bill Bailey.
Yes,
got him on the list.
Bill Bailey's on
the
list.
Bill Bailey's a QPR fan.
Yeah, he goes along with his mum. Once I was at a convention, a boxing convention, and I just bumped into Bill Bailey's mum, and I said, "Oh, Bill Bailey's mum, I'm here on a freebie." And we had a great chat. She's a proper fan. 10-minute chat about Rangers.
Can you do the rest of the show in that accent, please?
No.
Martin Clunes.
Really?
Yep. Aid Edmondson.
Yeah.
Neil
Phil Collins.
See, this is a weird one.
It says
on a lot of websites that he's a QPR fan, but there's no sort of nothing concrete on it.
Okay.
Rodney Marsh and Ashley Giles, a cricketer.
Okay.
Pete Doherty, QPR fan.
Yeah, he's on my list.
Brett Anderson out of Swade, another QPR fan.
Brilliant.
You got any more? Any celebrity fans that really piss you off, like of any teams? I can think of
Stephen
two.
Stephen Fry.
The two worst ones I can think of. Tim Lovejoy actually supported Watford.
Yeah.
Then ditched them when Chelsea got all their money and ended up supporting them.
What
and Osama bin Laden.
Well, hang on.
Never turns up for games.
Tim Lovejoy.
Big Arsenal fan. Never goes to games.
He is there. It's the best place to hide, isn't it? Quiet.
Yeah,
60,000 people to mix in with.
Hang on, Tim Lovejoy was a Watford fan.
Yes, yeah.
Where's that come from?
So I remember.
Is it true? Like?
I remember.
Well, I hope so. Otherwise, we just libel the poor.
I remember hearing about someone who was on Soccer AM back in the day, who was one of the fans of the week. And afterwards, they were all in the bar at lunchtime, and he went up to Tim and asked him something about it, about when he changed from being a Watford fan. And Tim Lovejoy said, "Oh, fuck off," and walked out, stormed off. So
nice.
I think he's a bit touchy about it.
What was that guy? Gone.
Lost it. All right, we'll move on then. We'll look back at the weekend. Manchester United, Mike.
A good comeback, but a crap performance.
Fergie said you should have been dead and
buried. We should have, yeah. It looks like a good point now that Chelsea got spanked, but yeah, good to see Macheda get a goal. Good to see Chris Smalling in the England squad.
Having played about three games.
Yeah, but he hasn't
even played 20 games in his career.
He's played very
doesn't matter,
well,
they could put fucking Welsh people in English one.
Yeah.
Outrageous.
Well, yeah, it's good for Danny Welbeck to get a goal and a man of the match performance.
Yeah, Welbeck played well against Chelsea.
Yeah. And now it looks like a mistake to send him on loan. But
no, it's decent performance. Stu, tell us about QPR.
It was a draw, but not a bore draw apparently. By all accounts, it was a fairly good game, lots of chances for both teams.
Yeah.
We had a stonewall penalty turned down. Tommy Smith was about 4 yards from the goal line. Lee Camp on his line, and he's ended up on the floor. The ball's gone off, everyone's appealing, nothing from the ref.
Great chip by Tarap.
Very good. Very, he had a couple of very good chances.
Oh, was that a Pele moment? Nearly did something good, didn't he? Well, let's not give him credit.
He looked good, mate.
It doesn't matter if he looked good. What's the score?
Man, Jim.
Well, he didn't score, did he? Don't name drop.
What's your problem?
I'm just not happy today with anything.
Is there anything right? Why is that?
Just what would you like to add about Gillingham?
I don't want to talk about Gillingham.
Simon, do you want to talk about Gillingham?
Not massively, but we lost 3-1. This was in the week that we declared...
Home or away?
At home. We declared a media blackout. The club put a statement out saying, we're not going to talk to the press until after we've beaten Crewe on Saturday.
Oh, fucking idiots.
Yeah, and then we proceeded to get done 3-1. It was a much better performance. We had a youth team captain playing centre-back, and he played really well. And then
got sent off after 20 minutes.
And then got it was harsh.
But you can't say he played really well.
Well,
at most, 20. A 5 out of 10.
He hasn't been on the pitch long enough to really do a lot.
He was our best, one of our best.
But see, I've had people saying, we played a lot better than we have done, but we still lost 3-1. And then
yeah, we did.
Well, we only had 10 men. We still went out with 11 men at the start of the game. It doesn't matter what happens, we lost. So we're 90th in the league.
I was born in Crewe, so I'm quite happy about this.
Well,
you can probably tell by the webbed feet and the extra penis grown out of my chest.
The fact your dad support Crewe.
If you'd been there, you wouldn't.
Yeah. wasn't a great game. Not really much else to say about it, really. We pulled a goal back, but yeah, we got done on the counter.
Other than the fact we're the only team in the bottom six not to get a point, everyone else around us got points as well. Even Barnet didn't.
We're only out of the bottom two on goal.
Barnet next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Big game. Looking forward to that.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I hope they don't win Saturday. I'd be pissed off if they win Saturday.
Yeah, we want the first away win to be Barnet, don't we?
We're not going to win at Barnet, but if they won on Saturday, I'd actually be genuinely pissed off.
It's not pleasing for some, is it?
No, there is pleasing, because I've been to a lot of away games and watched it be shit. Like, I'm not going Saturday, but I am going on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Sod's law, they'll win on the Saturday.
I'm not. I don't do that many away games, but I look back through to see how many times I've seen Gillingham win away, and I counted them all up, one. I've seen us win away once, and that was at Milton Keynes. when it was Wimbledon. When they were Wimbledon, they'd moved up there. It was the season that we survived. It was the game with a streaker on the pitch and all the rest of it. That was the only away winner. I think I'd prefer that.
I've probably seen us win away 40, 50 times, but I wish I hadn't.
Yeah.
Because now I miss it. I used to go away when we were good.
That was a long time ago.
It was about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, it was 10 years ago.
Yeah. It's turning into a bit of a counselling session.
It'll be all right, James.
Fuck it. Someone pass me a knife.
Take me a gun. I'm off for a walk.
Knife, please.
Right, okay. We'll talk about, very quickly, we'll touch on the England squad that's been named. There's been a few changes already. Taking on France. First of all, is there any points to this game? Yeah.
Well, there is for the FA because they're getting a sellout, so they're getting a load of money.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, I wrote an article about this in the week. Why don't they play two England teams against each other? Why don't they play the England first team against the guys who are on their way up, play them against each other? That game would have a bit of spice to it.
They probably would, and there'd be broken legs.
Yeah, but
and there'd be clubs suing each other.
Clubs would be furious.
Yeah, and they'd be really embarrassed if their senior team lost.
That's the whole point. It'd be a proper competitive match.
Who'd pay to go and watch that, though?
I'd go to that.
No one's going to pay 40 quid to watch England reserves play England.
I wouldn't pay 40 quid to get one over on the French, though, wouldn't they? I think it's probably a good choice of fixture against France.
France at least are a decent nation to be playing against. They're sort of a
decent nation who are doing crap. Yeah,
they're in as much of a mess as we are. But no Matty Jarvis in that squad, no Kevin Davies in that squad. Kevin Davies played, got a bit of game time, and hasn't been picked again. They called up Carlton Cole. Which is a very strange thing.
Honestly, Danny Welbeck in there, no?
Well, I mean, he's man of form now after
one game.
After so
one
game. Well, for Chris Carroll, Smalling.
Yeah, Carlton Cole's in.
Okay.
But they've also. He was placing someone else. He was placing Agbonlahor, wasn't he?
Yeah. No,
Andy Carroll's still in the squad.
Of course he is, yeah. No, he is. Andy Carroll could well be out of the squad because I heard he's got a hamstring.
Okay, right.
So. Kevin Davies might yet get his chance, but
I can't believe he's got Boothroyd in there. And
who is he?
I watched. He's had chance after chance in the Premiership.
Yeah, he's doing all right in the Championship, but it's a bit of a jump.
Doing all right.
David Newton did all right in the Championship.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mind you, he did get one goal in one game for England.
Tapping that was. I was getting beaten up by a policeman at the time, so I didn't see it. Lucky mate, which was nice.
On the subject of people getting beat up. Onto our fantasy.
You've done well there, James. It's a good link.
We have to rehearse
it. Still got the bruise from the police band.
It's lucky because I've got that policeman at right back in my team.
Hard man 11, Mike.
Hard man 11.
Goalkeeper, who's your goalkeeper?
Gordon Schumacher.
There you go. No arguments. Yeah. Anyone else got anyone else?
Harold Schumacher.
Yeah. Nearly killed.
Hey, and you've got Robert Green.
Nearly killed Patrick Battiston. It's one of the worst fouls I've ever seen. And I remember
got the ball.
No, he clearly
did. It was a goal kick, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a goal kick.
It was a goal kick. Which is genius.
But in France.
Goal kick in an ambulance.
In France, they held a poll for the most hated man in the world. Harold Schumacher came first, Adolf Hitler came second.
They held a poll. Just held a poll.
Some Polish bloke. Adolf Hitler came second, Harold Schumacher came first. Not popular in France. Defenders, who we got?
Right back, I've gone for the Italian legend Giuseppe Bergomi.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Famously
Butcher.
I saw him towards the end of his career play a friendly at Old Trafford for Inter, and he nearly killed both Michael Clegg and trialist Dante Poli, who made it. You know, he was a trialist, a Chilean lad.
Right.
Didn't stay beyond that game.
Bit rough. I went for right back Andoni Goicoechea, the Butcher of Bilbao.
I see, I was going to go for I can't pronounce it.
Broke Diego Maradona's leg and has got the boot that he used to do it in a glass case, pride of place, mantelpiece, living room.
Brilliant. I've got Julian Dix.
Right back?
Yes.
Okay. I know why you've got him right back, because you've got another left back on it, so.
Yeah.
That's not a bad shout. Okay, centre-halves.
Centre-halves, I've got Jack Charlton, who apparently used to keep a little black book he'd done.
Yeah,
And Terry Butcher.
I've gone for Basil Boley. Any man who will run and headbutt Stuart Pearce full in the face during an international match is either hard or stupid,
or mental.
Either way, he's in. And alongside him, the man who committed my favourite foul of all time, Benjamin Massing, the centre half for Cameroon in Italian '90. Do you remember the foul on Claudio Caniggia where he hurdled one challenge, hurdled another challenge,
and got
absolutely wiped out? Sorry, I'm looking at you, Steve.
Yeah.
You were barely, were you walking then? Were you on solids at that point?
I might have just, I was two, so.
Yeah, Benjamin Massin, because it's my favourite foul. Centre-halves.
I like that. I want to see that foul.
I'll show it to you.
Job Harris and Terry Butcher. Yeah. I think there'd have been a mean centre-half partnership.
Not a lot would have got passed.
Not a lot would have even bothered playing against them, I don't think.
Yeah. Any advance on those, Jim?
Paul McGrath's got to get a shout.
Yeah,
not be quite leery,
yeah,
would he?
Doubt he felt anything.
Him and Tony Adams.
He didn't feel anything.
Yeah. Left back.
Left back, Julian Dix.
Okay.
No place for Piercy in your
no
team.
No place for Piercy. Well,
Piercy,
I thought
in my team.
I like him too much to band him in with this ragtag bunch. Even though I do have a few people in there that I like.
He's the king
of the heart. But Julian Dix would have battered him in a
fight. But I don't know if he would, you know. Because I think, see, Julian Dix has got that sort of mental thing going on. He just looks like he might split. Pierce is just scary.
Yeah.
Not only was he a really, really hard footballer, he also tried to run off a broken leg in a match. So pain threshold, obviously, not that low. A lot higher than Audley Harrison's, obviously. So.
Oh, fraudly.
Yeah. Stu?
I've got Stuart Pearce at left back.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's pretty solid.
So it's Pearce and Dix have got. I've not put Dix in there mainly because I knew you guys were
in. I played him out of position just because they had a good right winger in it. Oh no, sorry, a good left winger. I just wanted him to fuck him up.
he wouldn't be in there for football, would you? Just stick him anywhere.
Alright, midfielders. You want to go right midfield first?
Well, I've only got a three man midfield.
Okay, just have three then.
You're right.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
yeah.
How hard they are. They don't even need four.
Exactly. On the right midfield, I've gone for Curtis Woodhouse.
Now a pro boxer.
Formerly Sheffield United in Birmingham. Four caps for England under-21s. He's still playing non-league for Sheffield FC, but he's also a professional boxer. 15 fights, 14 wins. and he lost once, but it was on points.
Yeah.
Very close.
Yeah.
Then I've also got Roy Keane, obviously. Yeah. And then because I figured it's dirty slash hard, and I figured we needed a bit of flair in there. So
Paul
I've gone for Skulls.
He's not hard.
He's not hard, but he's definitely
he's
dirty.
Dirty.
He's dirty.
I need the dirtiness quota up.
Yeah. Stu.
Right midfield, Joey Barton.
Yeah.
I just think it'd be horrible, wouldn't he? Yeah. Just to go out with him or let alone play football against him.
He was doing so well this season as well, wasn't he?
And then that punch came. he was due one, wasn't he?
Just as everyone was saying how well he was doing as well. And
he was due one, wasn't he? Roy Keane, Vinnie Jones in the middle.
Yeah.
And then clutching at straws, Graham Souness at left midfield.
All right. I've got Michael Brown because he's the dirtiest player I've ever seen in person.
He's a nasty little scrub.
He's not hard.
Nasty little
scrub.
He's not hard. He's just sneaky. Just sneaky little fouls all the time. So he's in. Souness is in because he's probably the hardest player to come out of Britain ever. Vinnie Jones and Billy Bremner, who's probably the hardest player Scotland's ever had. And front two, I think I'd be amazed if we haven't all got one name in there the same. Go on.
Big Dunk.
Duncan Disorderly.
Yeah, Duncan Ferguson.
Duncan Ferguson.
I've also got up with him, Eric Cantona.
Okay.
He was
of course,
you've
got three, haven't you?
Simply for kicking the shit out of that Palace fan.
Yeah.
And I've got Billy Whitehurst, who you may not have heard of. He was a journeyman football, played for Newcastle and Sunderland, Hull. Reading, as well as some clubs in Northern Ireland, Australia and Hong Kong. While he was at Sheffield United, he beat up Vinnie Jones, who was his teammate at the time. They had a fight and he battered him. And he also supplemented his wages by bare-knuckle boxing with local gypsies. So, I think he's quite hard.
Right, mine, obviously we've got Duncan Ferguson. My other one is a player who, back in the mid-90s, early 90s, they used to ask around who the hardest players play against was. They all used to say Mark Hughes. Absolutely solid as a rock. When he was at Man United, couldn't get a ball off him. Biggest ankles in football.
Biggest arse.
Biggest
arse.
Well,
South Leash retired.
Yeah, and until Hasselbank came in and stole that crown off him. But yeah, no, hard as nails, Hughes, and he could put it about as well if he wanted to.
I've gone for Mick Harford.
Oh yeah.
Who apparently is the only player who joined the crazy gang and didn't have to do the initiation test.
No one
wanted to ask him to do it.
To be honest, I'm tempted to go for Jim for the look in his eyes.
It's just my style.
any names you want to chuck in there, Jim?
I can't think of any.
No? She sort of came into this a bit late.
Do you know the crazy gang are?
Wimbledon.
Just checking. Probably just Google it.
Oh no. Right, okay, we'll move on to our adopted teams now. Jim, you can kick us off. Give us a bit on Hastings.
They drew 2-2 with Harrowborough. Interestingly, Harrowborough, the last team they beat on the 2nd of October in the league.
Oh, since they beat, quick, didn't
it? Since they beat Harrowborough, they've not beaten anyone else in the league, but they drew 2-2. So, shoots of recovery. Sam Adams scored and Michael Phillips scored as well. Phillips have been banging them in.
Yes,
banging them in. They've been losing games and drawing games like 1-1, and every time I say it, it's Phillips getting the goal, so he's doing alright. Got Berrytown at the Pilot Field on Saturday.
Cool. And how did Riverside do?
We lost 3-2, played a team above us in the league, in the Premier League, in another cup game.
Okay.
So we're at home, we lost 3-2. The returning hero, Sam Knight, scored again. I got the other from about 2 yards out, but we were 3-1 down. 1-0 up, 3-1 down, got back to 3-2, didn't have enough time to get an equaliser, so
yeah.
A bit disappointing.
Okay.
Because I wanted penalties in a darker game. Never mind.
Right.
Northwich Vicks returned to winning ways with a 1-0 win over FC United, despite being down to 10 men.
We called that as well. We said United would be on a bit of a hangover.
That's what we hoped for. It's the biggest crowd of the season, as it is for most clubs. Over 1,000 turned out. The best thing about the game was the stadium announcement before the minute silence that made the papers.
Yeah,
I've got some news on that a bit later, mate.
Oh, right. Okay, well.
That's just one piece of stew news. Don't scupper
it. Cut that bit out, then. It's now third in the league, six points behind FC Halifax, who've got a game in hand, so they look like they're running away with it a bit.
Yeah.
And then it's Marine tomorrow night, followed by a trip to the seaside to play Whitby in the FA Trophy at the weekend.
Whitby.
Lovely seaside town.
Ice cream's all around.
Great fish and chips.
Yeah. All right, Stu.
Well, some all right news, I suppose. Didn't win.
Okay.
Didn't lose. Okay. Didn't draw. Pissed it down and was called off, luckily.
I think we'll take that as a positive, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. So days in training.
Yeah, okay, cool. So they're all in the sports centre with their trainers on.
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right, cool. Peterhead again failed to win at home this time against East Fife. They drew 2 each, but last week they couldn't beat 9 men. Do you remember? They couldn't beat 9 men.
I do remember.
Yeah, this week.
I'm sorry, I was yawning.
James does remember.
Yay. A very grumpy bear. This time Peterhead went 1-0 down and then had a man sent off themselves. So Peterhead down to 10 men, then went down 2-0. So they're 2-0 down going into the final few minutes. Martin Babbage scored on 87 minutes, make it 2-1. And then Stuart Anderson hit one from the car park to equalise on 89 minutes.
What's he doing in the car park?
89 minutes.
Two balls in play.
35-yard rocket.
So they had just one man sent off?
One man sent off. So they were
getting ready for Christmas, all these cards, aren't they?
Yeah, doing well, aren't they? So 2-2. They're still in that little relegation spot, but it's quite close at the bottom. So they're on 11 points from 13 played. But if they're one win off 7th. So it's quite tight down there in Scottish Division 2. Right, it's the moment we've all been waiting for.
Not everyone.
Stu?
Going back to Mike and his news earlier.
Yeah.
At the FC United and Northwich Victoria game on Saturday afternoon, before the minute silence, the guy with a little microphone doing the tannoys, the minute silence was for remembering the servicemen and women of 2 World Cups. Ah, I mean 2 World Wars.
Not good.
So he's made a bit of a mistake there, but not to be outdone. A picture on the front of Edge United's programme this weekend.
Yeah.
The guy, obviously, Google imaged World War II soldiers, unfortunately picked a picture of German soldiers instead of... But I'm sure Simon will get a picture and stick up online for everyone to see.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll definitely do that. Right. Weekend predictions time. Now, we've got a new format now, because we now have a league on predictorpro.com.
I'm happy with this league.
Of course you are. You're top of it.
Well, I'm not. For reasons. Good reasons as well.
Go on, then.
Well, what's the point in us? We do one prediction. So I predicted one result at the weekend. I predicted the Arsenal Everton.
And so got it wrong by the looks of it.
Yeah. And got it wrong. So I'm not.
I said Arsenal 2-1. So on the going back to the old format, that would have been a good win for me anyway.
Well, I think we should scrap this. And just put in one
I like
result.
This, mate. There's
I'm never
no
going to like this.
I'm never going to do it.
We'll do it on air and we'll. Anyone listening, you can join this league as well, even if Jim doesn't want to.
You're going
to
get nowhere near me, but good luck.
So go to.
Well, you've had a bloody week's head start, which is 10 results. So what's the point?
It renews it after every week or every month.
So we're back on 0 points now.
No,
for the week.
Well, then
yes.
I'm not touching.
If you heard that banging, it was the sound of toys flying out of Jim's pram.
Yeah.
So well, no, I didn't have any toys in my pram because Simon came around and stole them.
All apart from one, which is broken.
You can join our league. Go to predictorpro.com, register, and
we'll see you on there.
Join a league, and we'll have links up on the site later this week. The standings, for what it's worth.
Oh, yeah, just rub that in a little bit more, wouldn't you?
Of the three of us, you've actually had a proper go at it.
I did have a proper go.
You obviously weren't aware that you had to do all the games, right? So that's fine.
What we're saying here, then, is out of 10 results, I've got 7 correct.
Because you had bankers, didn't you?
One of my bankers was Chelsea, for fuck's
sake. You get 3 points for getting the score, right? You get 1 point.
It's just the result. Score.
Right? So you've got 7, you're top. Mike's got 2, in second.
Absolute shambles.
I've got 1, I'm third. So Stu's team name is
Hopeless Hoops.
Mike, you are
Shambles United.
I'm Imitation Madrid, and Jim is not very happy.
R.I.P. Paul.
R.I.P. Paul. Do you want to explain that?
No, it's the octopus, isn't it?
Yeah. All the octopus. Dead.
Cool. Predictions are dead.
I believe he was actually the other picture on the back of the Airdrie programme.
They've got a new octopus to replace
his cousin, isn't it?
Is it bollocks?
He's not...
It's supposed to be his cousin.
He's probably shagging it as well, then, isn't
he? He's not psychic. He's just a bit of a stato, this one.
Predictorpro.com. Sign up for the Football Podcast League. We'll put links on the website. The featured match of that bunch... Arsenal v Spurs, North London derby. What's your prediction, Jim?
It's at Arsenal, isn't it?
It's at Arsenal.
3-1 Arsenal.
3-1 Arsenal. It's the lunchtime kickoff on Saturday, this one.
Eric Torsfeld's suspended, isn't he? So I don't think they're going to concede.
But Justin Edinburgh's back after passing the fitness test. So
3-1 Arsenal. Ramon Vega to score for Spurs.
Not Steve Sedgley?
No, Vega.
No. All right. Mike?
I'm going to go for 2-1.
2-1?
2-0 Arsenal.
2-0. I've gone for a 2-2 draw as well. So... make sure you get those
you're
in.
You're fucking wrong, then.
Make sure you get those in your Predictor Pro.
What about the other 9 fixtures?
Right, and we'll finish off with Class and Arse. Mike, it's your turn.
Class, I'm going to go for Danny Welbeck.
Yeah.
For doing so well, I'd be a United player.
Asian Welbeck.
Yeah. And Arse, I was going to go for Ashley Cole for that great cross for Welbeck's goal, but I'm going to go for Jim.
Okay.
Class.
No, Arse.
Class for scoring at the weekend.
Jim for having Arse of the week.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you class for scoring in Arse for being such a passionate little bitch.
Yeah. Just very angry today. I've lost a lot of things over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, a lot of things.
Including my patience and my temperament and my general demeanour.
Right, that's us done. Go to footballpodcast.co.uk. Jim, you're on Twitter, aren't you? What's your Twitter name? Jim Staples, aren't you?
Yep.
You are
Michael Coxon.
And you are
Forster.
I'm Simon Head. Follow all of us on Twitter and feel free to abuse as appropriate. Footballpodcast.co.uk. The show is on Twitter at footballpodcast. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/thefootballpodcast.
Stu's news, banter at footballpodcast.co.uk.
Good shout, because Stu doesn't really do any of it. So
I need some more emails, don't I?
Pretty much, it's just us feeding you the stories. So yeah, banter at footballpodcast.co.uk. That's us all done this week. Have a good week. We'll speak to you again next week.